This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 20th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are comfortable for being outside in Haifa and Eilut with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Hamas announces Khalil al-Hayya as the new leader of the organization, according to Walla. Also, earlier this hour, the Pentagon concealed injuries from previously undisclosed Iranian attacks in Jordan, reports I-24 News. Also this hour, the U.S. declares the start of a security pilot in southern Lebanon, following talks in Rome between Israel and Lebanon, as reported by Israel Hayom. Separately, linking Spain's World Cup victory to Palestine and Iran, Hamas and Houthis offer praise, with Gazans celebrating. Times of Israel provides more details. And finally, the UK's new Prime Minister takes office, with Israel sanctions on the agenda, noted by Ynet. Reaction has been swift on social media. Amichai Stein, a journalist, posted just minutes ago about the U.S. brokered pilot withdrawal in southern Lebanon, noting a diplomatic win for Israel's team. Middle East 24, an outlet covering the region, posted recently about Hamas officially electing Khalil al-Hayya as the new head of its political bureau. Ynet Global also posted that the UK's new prime minister prioritizes Israel sanctions following a labor revolt. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hamas's leadership change, Walla reports Khalil al-Hayya, who survived an Israeli assassination attempt last year, is now leading the organization. This shift could impact the group's strategies and its relations with regional allies, affecting security dynamics in Gaza and beyond. Turning to the Pentagon's recent disclosure, I-24 News reveals that Iranian attacks in Jordan led to undisclosed injuries. This revelation underscores the ongoing tension between the U.S. and Iran, with potential implications for regional U.S. military presence. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department's announcement of a security pilot in Lebanon marks a new phase in Israel-Lebanon talks, according to Israel Hayom. This action could stabilize the region's southern border, but questions remain about Lebanon's internal challenges. On a lighter note, Times of Israel reports that Palestine and Iran celebrated Spain's World Cup win, seeing it as an alignment with their political stance. This cultural crossover highlights the intertwined nature of sports and international diplomacy. Finally, the UK's political landscape shifts with a new prime minister, as Ynet reports. The incoming leader's stance on Israel's sanctions could redefine the UK-Israel relationship, impacting trade and diplomatic discussions. Turning to business and markets. First, the Israeli tech ecosystem in New York is growing. As CTech reports the opening of Hakibutz NYC, a hub for Israeli startups in Manhattan. This expansion highlights the increasing global footprint of Israeli innovation. Separately, oil prices have surged past $90 a barrel amid Middle East tensions, Ynet Business reports. This rise reflects fears of supply disruption affecting global energy markets. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that oil prices continue to rise for the eighth day amid U.S.-Iran hostilities. This persistent increase is placing pressure on global economies, including Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.